relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Where are where to begin? We have a full call board, we've got superb audio cuts, and we've got breaking news. For example, I just saw on Fox News a live report from the last Blockbusters in America from Bend, Oregon. I miss Blockbusters, don't you? I mean, spending Friday night with my wife and the kids, walking around the store for 30 minutes, trying to have a minimum agreement on the one DVD we would buy, and then you get to check out, and is it going to be Twizzlers or Milk Duds or both? And my son loved those little sour things, those little pops that would, like, make your mouth go... Blockbusters. I might have to go to Bend, Oregon for the first time in my life just to visit the last Blockbusters in existence. Let's get back to serious matters. Looks like the president is not going to cave. He's going to close down the border as soon as next week. And why shouldn't he when you listen to what President Obama's Secretary of Homeland Security said? This is stunning. I mean, all of these guys are hacks. Some of them are un-American, treasonous invertebrates like John Brennan, who we'll continue to discuss, who are spying on Americans illegally. But Jed Johnson actually stood up. And what did he say on Saturday? He said that we have a crisis on the southern border. Quote, by anyone's definition, by any measure, right now, we have a crisis at the southern border. It goes on to say, according to the Commissioner of Customs and Border Protection, there were 4,000 apprehensions of illegals. I added the illegals because he wouldn't say that. 4,000 apprehensions in one day alone in the past week. And we are on pace for 100,000 illegal aliens being apprehended on our southern border this month. In a month, 100,000. I mean, that is the definition of invasion. With whatever nationality they are, that is an invasion. But of course, Mayor de Blasio's spending $11.6 million of the taxpayer coffers to give the illegal aliens legal representation. Mind-numbing. But of course, what else would you expect in terms of the coverage of what is going on with regards to it not being a crisis, given what the left does and how it perverts the truth? An incredible example from the MSNBC town hall from our favorite mental midget, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who had the following to say about you if you are a member of a Tea Party movement. Let's listen to AOC Cut 3.
What I think is that we are committed to policies that make American lives better. And we're actually talking about something substantive. We're not calling anyone names. People say Tea Party of the Left. And I find this phrasing very interesting because the grounding of the Tea Party was xenophobia, the underpinnings of white supremacy.
The underpinnings and the founding of the Tea Party movement were xenophobia and white supremacy? Based on what, Cortez? What evidence? I can't think of one instance in which the Tea Party was linked to white supremacy. If there's one organization that is obsessed with ethnicity, it's the Democrat Party and it's the left. The big lie. This is the big lie. They're obsessed with it because that's how they look at everyone else. We have a caller that wants to talk about ethnic matters. So let's go straight to line 3. Kevin, Louisville, Kentucky, welcome to America First.
Thank you for taking my call, Dr. Gorka. I am a Trump supporter and I'm a Christian. With the recent comments with Ilhan Omar in regards to Israel and our support for Israel, I have some questions for you. I want your opinion. I've seen tons of footage of missionaries and Christian preachers who have traveled to Israel to preach. When they get on these street corners to preach, in almost every case, they are attacked, punched, kicked, spit on. I've seen one guy try to catch one of the people on fire. It appears to me from all the footage that I've seen that a lot of the Jewish people in Israel have a disdain for people who believe that Jesus is the Messiah. And we are told in America by our fellow Christians and, the higher, basically that we are supposed to have staunch support for them in regards to the Zionistic belief of the Bible. But it does not appear from all that you can see that the Jewish people share the same sentiment with the Christian people.
Kevin, I have no idea. I have no idea what you're talking about. I've never seen footage of that ilk. Have you been to Israel? Have you spoken to Israelis? Because I have. I have been multiple times. I've been to the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. I've been to Nazareth. These are places that are kept open for Christians to visit. They actually, the National Tourist Board of Israel organizes Jewish companies to assist Christian missionaries in coming to Israel. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, I do support the Jewish people.
That's not the point. What abuse of Christians are you talking about?
If you can go on YouTube and you can look
on YouTube, you can find Martians.
So are we supposed to discount
Martians?
Them? Are we supposed to discount the Christian ministers that go to Israel and?
Well, I know the head of Christians United for Israel, Kufi, Pastor Hagee, the biggest organization that actually gets Christians to support Israel and visit. So, yeah, I've talked to them. I've never had any Christian, any ministry ministry member of any denomination say that they were abused in Israel. I have no idea what you're talking about.
I would advise you and the listeners, you may have not seen it. There's dozens upon dozens of videos of footage of preachers and ministers traveling to Israel, going to the street corners.
But Kevin, I don't care about footage, okay? There's footage on YouTube that says, 9/11 wasn't hit by planes.
No, there's footage of them being beaten.
But how do you know who's doing it and how do you know where it's happening? Because somebody says it on YouTube?
They filmed the entire thing. They are in Israel on the street, and Jewish people approach them, beat them.
All right, Kevin, stay on the line because I don't believe it, and I want you to give my producer, my call screener, the contacts and the links, because if you say there's so many of them, I want to see them because I don't believe it because I'm a proud Philo-Semite and I'm a Christian. I'm blatantly Christian and I've been to Israel. I've been to settlements in Israel and had dinner with Orthodox Jewish rabbis. Orthodox Jewish rabbis. So that is a left field curveball, the likes of which I've never heard before. Stunning, stunning. But hey, there's a video of it on YouTube. Really? You can find everything and its opposite on YouTube. That's the trouble. In this current media environment, you will find outrageous lies, such as the one we discussed in the last hour with InfoWars, where people say, oh, look, this mass attack wasn't real, never happened. Those parents who are crying because their six-year-old was slaughtered, they're actors. You will find many videos in which people say that or try to argue that. Doesn't mean it's real. Going back to our discussion with Chuck Ross, follow people who trust, who can be trusted, because they've demonstrated their trustworthiness over time. One video, three videos, 30 videos doesn't build trust. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Separate the wheat from the chaff. This is why we're here. America First on the Salem Radio Network, coast to coast from the ReliefFactor.com studios, live streaming at SebGorka.com, and follow us, iTunes podcast, America First.
This Friday, don't miss The Best of Enemies, starring Academy Award nominee Taraji P. Henson.
I play Ann Atwater, a civil rights activist who was able to approach hate with love.
And Academy Award winner Sam Rockwell.
All the better if you don't get my way.
Well, I'm gonna get in your way.
If you change one heart, you can change the world.
I have a Bible.
And you ought to know, same God made you, made me.
The Best of Enemies, based on the untold true story. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters Friday.
Gold is a better way. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. The book may not be for you, but the tens of thousands who've read it have been blown away to learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. We're so confident this book will change the way you think about investing, we've purchased 1,000 copies from the publisher and are giving them to serious investors. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, we'd like to send you your copy. Just text the word BESTSELLER to 49776. That's BESTSELLER to 49776. You can buy it on Amazon, go to Barnes & Noble, or text BESTSELLER and get it for free. Text BESTSELLER to 49776. That's BESTSELLER to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business.
Unplanned, based on a life-changing true story.
My name is Abby Johnson. I used to be the director of this clinic.
The Daily Wire says Planned Parenthood is not going to like it.
America wants abortion, which is why we exist.
Glenn Beck says you have never seen anything like this.
You've managed to make an enemy of one of the most powerful organizations on the planet.
Unplanned. Now playing. Visit unplanned.com for tickets. Rated R.
Rated R due to graphic scenes not suitable for children.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-892-2307 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-892-2307 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-892-2307 now and start learning to trade the right way. Call 855-892-2307. 2307, Prosper with Options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Are there some physical activities that you no longer partake in because they're too painful, such as playing golf or easily walking downstairs, hiking, or even sleeping peacefully through the night? Relief Factor wants to get you out of pain. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of listeners by reducing and at times even eliminating their daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, mine included. Over a month ago, I started taking Relief Factor, and within weeks, it had resolved a lower back pain issue for me, which is now gone. Pete and Seth Talbot are the father and son team behind Relief Factor and the 3-week quick starter pack that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to relieffactor.com. See the testimonials from folks all over the country who are getting their lives back with Relief Factor. Over 70% of those who try it continue as customers. Why not be the next Relief Factor success story? Go now to relieffactor.com.
And we are back. America First on the Salem Radio Network. Very excited to talk about a film that premiered whilst I was traveling and at the NRB in California. The film is called Unplanned. It's the true story of one woman's journey towards the truth. Abby Johnson was passionate about a woman's right to choose. She rose in the ranks at the world's largest abortion provider until the day she saw something that changed everything. What she saw changed her heart. What she saw changed her mind. Then they tried to silence her, but nothing could hold Abby back from exposing the truth. Unplanned is in theaters now. Visit unplanned.com for tickets. It is rated R, so under 17s are not admitted without a parent, but it is an incredibly important film. We will be discussing Unplanned with our next guest because he is linked to the genesis of that whole story, and of course, that is none other than Father Frank Provone. Thank you for coming into the studio, Father.
It's great to be here. Great to be with you in person.
Yeah, we always love it when our guests are actually in the studio. Completely different kind of energy.
Yes.
He is the National Director for Priests for Life. Before we get down into the weeds, before we talk about the big issues, would you say a few words about what Priests for Life does?
Yes. We are the largest ministry in the Catholic Church dealing with abortion. We educate churches. We activate pastors. But we work well beyond the bounds of the Catholic Church. We want to help everyone who wants to lend a hand in stopping the killing. And so we develop pro-life strategies, get people involved in the pro-life movement in whatever way they can be.
Wonderful. Can you tell a little bit about your connection to Unplanned and to Miss Johnson?
Yes. Well, I helped Abby in her journey, actually, out of the abortion industry. She used to watch my programs while she was working in the clinic.
Wow.
And then when she came out, I was one of the leaders that she came to for help. And I had been working for years already in helping transition abortionists out of the industry and into a more normal career. And so she knew that we had this healing program already set up. And so we worked together with her as well as with others who were coming out when they started hearing about her story, which, of course, will now accelerate with the spread of this film. But we worked together. In fact, I'm the godfather for her second child. And so we have a personal and professional relationship. And I was very, very excited, of course, about this movie.
Well, look, it's doing incredibly well.
Yeah.
Already, it just opened this weekend. The first night, it brought almost $3 million. The weekend, it is expected to total $7 million. I heard on the radio this morning that it opened in 1,000 theaters nationally, and already, because of its great launch, it's already moving to 1,700 theaters. Is this what you expected, Father?
I did expect it to be successful, and I'll tell you why. A couple of dynamics. Number one, this film actually shows an abortion. Now, we've noticed in our work over the years that whether it's the pages most frequently visited on our website or the talks that get the most response or whatever way you want to measure it, when we actually expose to people what the abortion procedure is and what it does to the baby, that gets the biggest response.
Right.
So this movie does actually show what happens in a first trimester suction abortion. It also actually shows what happens in a chemical abortion where the baby is expelled in the mother's home. And then it also shows the body of an aborted baby inside the clinic. And so we know this always gets a tremendous reaction. The other reason why I'm not surprised that this is doing well is that the abortion industry and Planned Parenthood in particular do their work by hiding their work. And this is one of the only products.
It's
that
women's
you sell.
Health.
Yeah,
right?
Women's health.
Women's health.
No, they don't want to talk about killing a baby. Right. And yet the abortionist will admit that's exactly what's being done. And this is abortion is a product that you sell by not by talking about what it is, but by hiding what it is. And when people know, maybe they're going to get now a look
a
behind
glimpse.
The veil.
Right, right.
What goes on in these clinics? This is attracting people to see it. Even now, people who disagree with us.
Now, one of the reasons that it was made possible is because one of our supporters here, Mike Lindell, the man who is Mr. MyPillow,
yes,
he put $1 million worth of his own money behind this movie and into the creation of this movie. But nevertheless, even without Mike, this is happening because something's shifting in the culture and the zeitgeist with regards to pro-life versus pro-death. Isn't that true? Am I reading something into it?
No. This is definitely shifting. I mean, we just had at the end of January and all through February, you know, all this eye-opening revelation about late-term abortion and infanticide. And tomorrow will be a big day for that, actually, in the House. There's going to be a discharge petition to get this bill passed. We can talk about that separately. But the point is that people are starting to wake up and realize, maybe I don't know what's actually been going on with this whole abortion. I know we've been having the debate. It's a national issue and so forth. But maybe there's more here. And the more I learn about it, the more disturbed I am. I think a lot of Americans are saying this right now. And they say, maybe it's time to stop and pause and reconsider this whole question.
On that issue, as a person who's worked with individuals like Abby Johnson,
mm-hmm.
can you help our listeners? How do we broach this with that generation, with those younger than ourselves, especially the millennials? You can't go head on because people get instantly defensive and they say that's an attack on my identity or my political choices.
Yeah.
In the last couple of minutes we have in this segment, and we'll keep you over, what have been the most effective arguments with the younger generations to bring them to the side of truth and life?
Well, when it comes to people like Abby, I summarize it simply this way. Let them know that you know their pain. Don't let them fool you that, oh, they're advocating for women's health. They're convinced about what they're doing. There's no turning them over to our side. Oh, yes, there is. They're very ambivalent. And this film shows why that's true and how that was true for Abby.
So you start with empathy.
You start with empathy. You start with saying to them, listen, you're not fooling. You say it in a nice way. You're not fooling me. I know this hurts you, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm here to help you.
What about people who haven't had an abortion, people who aren't in the abortion industry,
mm-hmm.
just young, well-meaning, perhaps young women who say, well, this is about women's rights.
Right.
Where do you begin with that person?
I always begin with this question we were just talking about. What is an abortion? Have you ever seen an abortion? Let's just, you know, without talking about whether it's right or wrong or whether it should be legal or
what
illegal,
does it consist of?
What is it?
Right,
yes.
Right,
yeah.
Right. And then that can be a gruesome discussion.
Exactly. And the fact that it is, and the fact that some don't even want to go there, indicates right from the beginning. And maybe if you can't even describe it, maybe you shouldn't be supporting it.
Wow. Thank you for what you do. You are listening to Father Frank Pavone. Follow him on Twitter, FR Frank Pavone, P-A-V-O-N-E. He is the national director for an incredible organization called Priests for Life. You can follow them separately at Priests for Life. And then the next question I'll be asking you, Father, I'll give you all of 3 minutes in the commercial break to prepare, but I think you don't need it, is are we, in fact, in a war of religion in terms of a war against those who believe in Jesus? Is there a war on Christianity? I've got some breaking news that I'm going to share with you, and then we'll listen to Father Frank Pavone give his answer to that question here on America First, on the Salem Radio Network, coast to coast, across the nation, live streaming audio and video right now at sebgorka.com. Our phone number is 833-33-GORKA, G-O-R-K-A. That is 833-334-6752. And you can write to us, info@sebgorka.com as well. Don't touch that dial.
Thank you. Unplanned, the true story of Abby Johnson.
I would be the youngest director in Planned Parenthood history.
She believed in a woman's right to choose.
So I don't have any problem with another woman making the same decision.
Until the day she saw something that changed everything.
Tiny, perfect little baby. And then it was just gone.
Unplanned, the most important movie you'll see on the most controversial topic of our time. Now playing. Visit unplanned.com for tickets. Rated R.
Rated R due to graphic scenes. Not suitable for children.
Ah, tax season. Opening the mailbox and... What? Someone already filed for my return? It sounds like a horror story, but cybercriminals can use your personal information to get a tax refund in your name. Good thing there's LifeLock with Norton. LifeLock will work to fix your identity issues, and Norton Security will help block thieves from stealing information on your devices. No one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but join now and get 10% off your first year. Head to LifeLock.com and enter promo code SMART.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was finishing undergrad and got credit cards because I couldn't work full-time. So that started the credit card journey for me.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
And then when I got married, we combined our credit card debt, and it became impossible to pay off on our own. At that point, I was like, I don't know where to turn. And then I found Trinity.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
I initially was scared to call, and immediately I felt relief. I mean, in a matter of 3 years, we've already paid down $20,000 in credit card debt, which is huge.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was finishing undergrad and got credit cards because I couldn't work full-time, so that started the credit card journey for me.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
And then when I got married, we combined our credit card debt, and it became impossible to pay off on our own. At that point, I was like, I don't know where to turn. And then I found Trinity.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
I initially was scared to call, and immediately I felt relief. I mean, in a matter of 3 years, we've already paid down $20,000 in credit card debt, which is huge.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Few moments bring you joy like going to the mailbox after you've done your taxes. Pulling it open, reaching in, discarding the junk mail, and then pulling out that item you've been waiting so... What? Someone already filed for my return? It sounds like a horror story, but it's a reality. Cybercriminals can use your personal information to get a tax refund in your name, or even commit other forms of ID theft. Good thing there's LifeLock with Norton. LifeLock's dedicated identity restoration specialists will work to fix your identity issues, and we've added more protection with Norton Security to help block thieves from stealing information on your devices. No one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but join today and get 10% off your first year, and then enjoy peace of mind all year long. Head to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LifeLock and enter promo code TITTLE. That's promo code TITTLE for 10% off your first year. LifeLock with Norton.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
When I started hosting a national show, I had that, you know, natural fear. Am I going to run out of things to say? Haven't had a problem in the last 3 months. We've started month four today. Never, ever been a problem. Breaking news first. Let's go to the lesser issue. Confirms from the Daily Wire. Ilhan Omar is facing campaign finance violation probe. So it's not just Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. It's also Ilhan Omar, who thinks the hijab is a sign of liberation. But perhaps more significant, in just the last few minutes, we have a second Biden accuser. Not only Lucy Flores has accused former Vice President Joe Biden of inappropriate physical behavior, now, according to Courant.com, a Connecticut woman says then Vice President, so he was the Vice President, touched her inappropriately at a Greenwich fundraiser. The only question on the left is, how many inappropriate actions is enough? Because it seems as if it has to be many, many for there to be... I mean, how many Ku Klux Klan hoods do you have to wear? How many blackface photographs do you have to be in? How many times do you have to be accused of sexual assault? You know who I'm talking about, in Virginia. We shall see in the days that unfold. We are back with Father Pavone. He is the National Director for Priests for Life. Follow Priests for Life on Twitter and Facebook, and also Fr. Frank Pavone on Twitter. I have to read just an article from the Federalist. This is from Aaron Haviland. Yale, title, Yale Law School yanks stipends from students who work for Christian firms. If you are volunteering, if you are interning at a company, at a firm that has religious Christian beliefs, such as adultery is bad, polygamy is bad, pornography is bad, Yale will pull your stipend. Father Pavone, is there a war on Christianity in America?
Well, you know, I look at it this way. Christianity started with a war against Jesus.
Yes, it did. And the apostles.
I mean, here at the center of our religion as Christians is Christ crucified.
Right.
And Paul says, this is what I preach, Christ crucified. It began with a war because here you have someone who embodies the truth. For the Christian, we look at Jesus, he is God. Every word he says is absolute truth. He's the light of the world. And like the gospel tells us, when the light comes into the world, those who hate the light are going to attack it. And now you've already got, and as he himself said, I have come to bring division. You know, people think of God, oh, he's going to unite us all. Let's just all be nice and come get along. God is the great divider.
I always remind people when they talk about, you know, Jesus Christ, the peacenik and the beatnik, I say, do you remember the money changers in the temple?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. If you're a friend of the truth, there are certain things that are untenable.
Yeah.
And for those who deny the truth, there will be what? Targeting.
It's going to be targeting. Now, you know, what I see happening here in America is, and this is the latest example of this that you just read, you know, people are tolerant enough of us saying we believe in Jesus, or we're going to worship at a Christian church on Sunday. What they're not tolerant of is when we actually live out the demands of that faith in our professional lives, in our business, in the way we conduct ourselves publicly. That's where the tolerant left draws the line and becomes
For those who are listening and not watching, the father said, quote unquote, with his fingers, the tolerant left. Right?
Yeah, there you go. That's right.
Air
so,
quotes.
No, it's really a problem. I mean, we at Priests for Life faced with the HHS mandate, that whole battle that ultimately we won. But here we had the Obama administration telling us we couldn't live out our faith in the way that we conducted our health insurance plans for our employees. It's like, and the arrogance of it was this. That when we went through all the court proceedings, we went all the way up to the Supreme Court, we were being told by some of these Obama-appointed judges, oh, well, you know, this is really not a problem with your faith. This is not really an issue with your religion. And I said to them, you know, you're not the ones who judge
They're trying to tell us your faith is.
Yeah. And I said to them, I said, it's not up to the court to judge our religious beliefs. Right. It's up to the court to protect them.
That's the whole point.
Not to judge
them. First Amendment.
And we're dealing with a situation here where now the people who are in positions in academia, in media, in the government, they are trying to judge our faith. They're telling us this is important, this isn't. You may do this, you must not do that. And this is like for a believer, this is not to be tolerated.
Well, I'm sorry. I really apologize. Those two segments were not enough. You need to come back for an hour. Will you do that, Father?
Love to.
So Father Pavone, National Director, Priest for Life. Follow him on Twitter, Fr. Frank Pavone, Pavone. I've got a whole list of notes here I want to talk about, but we're out of time. So we'll get back and we will have him back. Our number here, your calls next, 833-33-GORKA, G-O-R-K-A. 833-334-6752. But now a message from the sponsors who make all of this possible, and that is Relief Factor. I took Relief Factor when we launched our show because I said I'm not going to put my name to anything that I don't believe in. I had a lower back pain issue for almost a decade. Within 2 weeks, it was gone. I took the 3-week quick starter pack, completely natural, 100% drug-free, no side effects, and it has brought me relief for the last 3 months, and that's why I take it every morning, every night. Just like Dennis Prager, Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, tens of thousands of our listeners do the same, and they get daily relief from their aches and pains. You could be part of that group. More than 70% of those who try Relief Factor in the 3-week quick starter pack become regular consumers. That is an unheard-of percentage. Why? Because this actually works. Go to relieffactor.com now. It's $19.95. That's all it costs for you to get relief. Relieffactor.com. You will not regret it. Give yourself that chance. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Back to your calls here on America First on the Salem Radio Network from the relieffactor.com studios.
Backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Are you a responsible person who finds yourself growing deeper in credit card debt? Then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity Debt Management will consolidate your accounts and work with your creditors. You'll save thousands and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976. The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was finishing undergrad and got credit cards because I couldn't work full-time. So that started the credit card journey for me.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
And then when I got married, we combined our credit card debt, and it became impossible to pay off on our own. At that point, I was like, I don't know where to turn. And then I found Trinity.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
I initially was scared to call, and immediately I felt relief. I mean, in a matter of 3 years, we've already paid down $20,000 in credit card debt, which is huge.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
The way you get your medicine prescriptions is now changing across America. GoGoMeds.com can deliver your medicine right to your door. Here's all you need to do. Your doctor gives you the prescription. You go online to GoGoMeds.com, put in your information, and make sure to include the promo code MIKE2018 to save $10 off your first prescription. Your meds are then delivered to your home, and you've saved money. It's that easy. No more waiting, no lines, no copay each month, and best of all, no wandering around the store aimlessly waiting for your prescription to be filled. GoGoMeds.com, the new way to get your medicine delivered right to your door. Remember that getting your prescription filled now means never having to go to a store again. GoGoMeds.com. GoGoMeds.com. Use the promo code MIKE2018 to save $10 off your first prescription. That's GoGoMeds.com, promo code MIKE2018.
Dr. G is in the house on America First.
I was just thinking, as the father was leaving, with regards to this article about Yale, this is where William Buckley's career began, with his essay, and which was turned into a book in 1951, God and Man at Yale, talking about how they'd become a completely secular organization, the antithesis of their founding, and they're still doing it, and now it's tantamount to being discriminatory and persecuting those who believe in Jesus. It's incredible. Unbelievable. Back to your calls, full call board. And look, Judy's back. Line four, Judy in Brooklyn. Welcome back.
Thank you. I missed you. I hope you missed me.
I miss all my callers.
Oh, there you go. You're so smart. You're so diplomatic. And you're so sincere. And I love the. I love your show. Totally love your show.
Thank
you. One of my best talk radio show hosts. Yeah.
One? So, one of them? Who is this woman? One of them. One of the best. Seriously. Okay, Judy, why did you call today?
Okay, you tied first place. How's that?
Better.
Okay. So listen, Dr. Gorka, first of all, you know, I didn't want to say this, but listening to the priest that you were talking to, I liked what he was saying, and I would love to hear more of what he had to say. So guess what I think God wants? I think God wants all of us on earth to live in peace and harmony. That's what I think God wants for all of us.
He wants us to live truthfully. That's what he wants.
Well, peace and, yeah, okay. I'm
no,
not going to disagree.
It's not peace. It's truth.
Yeah.
Okay?
Peace.
Remember what happened to the first Christians. They were thrown to the lions because they were committed to truth. Not about peace. It's about truth. Okay, what next?
Well, peace and harmony then is part of truth, I think. I don't know. Okay, so I'm calling really about the FISA judges, but before that, you were talking about Omar, Congresswoman Omar. And I was thinking to myself that they say you can judge people by the friends you keep, you know, and the people that you hang out with. And so one of her best friends is Louis Farrakhan.
Yes.
So, you know.
Well, not only that, President Obama. That incredible story of a photograph taken of President Obama with Louis Farrakhan that was sat on for 8 years while he was president because the photographer was told you can't release that photograph. Yeah, that's the left. And FISA judges, Judy, I need to get to other calls. Tell me about FISA judges.
Okay, so the dossier has been a lie from the beginning. We even know that because James Comey himself from the beginning admitted that he never vetted it and it wasn't substantiated.
Correct.
So a lie. So here, this is my question. So I've always been wondering, next thing, so after that, that's how they got these FISA warrants. Who are these FISA judges? I understand that Judge Roberts has he appoints 12 FISA judges. But quite frankly, Dr. Gorka, who looks over their shoulders? Because, you know, Peter Stroke with Lisa Page on the emails, they were saying they're going to wine and dine Rudy, not Giuliani, different judge, FISA judge. And they got a warrant from him. And then I remember reading or hearing that he recused himself. So quite frankly, who are these FISA judges?
Great question. We will get our expert, Ken Kuklowski, to answer that question. All we know is that they are secret, their identities are secret, and that the FISA judge who issued the first warrant against Carter Page was very, very angry when he found out what that dossier was about and that it had been fabricated. Thank you, Judy. Thank you for calling in. Let's go to line five, waiting a long time in Pasadena. Rich, welcome aboard.
Hey, God bless you. I'm a preacher here in Pasadena. I want you to know I'm praying for you.
Thank you kindly. Pray for not just me, but pray for the president and his family. But thank you kindly.
Oh, all the time. And that's what's prayer is the great engine of this presidency and our nation.
Indeed. But that's not why you called, Rich, right?
It's not why I call, but I wanted to say in this, the biggest single scandal in American history, I think you'd agree with that, right?
I think it's the largest political scandal. Yes, we've had, you know, President, you know, Kennedy assassinated, but I think in terms of political scandal, this one is the biggest in our history, correct?
All right, Karl Rove indicated that he wants to move on. Can you imagine moving on from something like this?
When I saw that, I immediately responded, Why would you want to do that? Just when we find out that it's completely bogus, there will be no charges, no prosecutions of collusion, and then a so-called conservative figure says, let's move on. What's going on there? What's going on there?
Sebastian, we are doomed as a nation if we do not handle this. I'm just here to tell you. We need to get this handled, and we are going to repeat this very same thing. I know you've heard that before, and I'm not the first to say it, but that's what's going to happen. And the best way to defeat the ongoing narrative of the Dems, which will be, oh, they're hiding something, is to shine the light of this scandal and show that it was created out of whole cloth, that will defeat that narrative.
Yeah, we are not doomed. We're America. We have enough patriots to make sure that we get to the bottom of the truth. Thank you, Rich, for calling, and we will. I think the tide has already turned. Let's actually listen to the mayor, former mayor of New York, America's mayor, Rudy Giuliani, who was on with Judge Jeanine this Saturday. And it's the real question that is the question we have to answer now. Cut four.
What they did here, I believe over the next 6 months, we're going to uncover evidence that what they did here was criminal. This whole thing of collusion isn't true. Somebody made this up, Jeanine. Somebody conceived this, and they superimposed it, and then they went out to try to prove it. And we have to find out who's the brains behind this. Four or five possibilities. I think we'll find them. I think that Lindsey Graham will help, but I think we need a Justice Department investigation of who tried to perpetrate a fraud on the American people.
I'm not sure Rudy used the right phrase, though, when he said the brains behind this operation, because when it comes to John Brennan, nobody's ever flattered him with the compliment of a high IQ. Dangerous, yes, but you don't have to be intelligent to be dangerous. A thug can be dangerous, and John Brennan is a thug, and that's why he's tweeting about, let sleeping dogs lie. But yes, he is the key instigator. It's not just Lindsey Graham. I agree. The DOJ as well. No special counsels. Don't like special counsels. The DOJ. And, of course, hero of the hour, hero of the last year and a half, Devin Nunes. There will be criminal referrals. We must, our caller was right, we must get to the bottom of the largest political scandal in modern American history. I'm Sebastian Gorka. More of your calls, my analysis, and a very special guest in the next hour here on America First from the ReliefFactor.com studios of the Salem Network, coast to coast from just outside the swamp.
Hi, this is Alexander Green, Chief Investment Strategist for the Oxford Club. Just for a moment, I'd like you to picture the perfect stock. No doubt it would have hundreds of billions in revenue, more than IBM, Facebook, and Google. It would probably be a leader in cutting-edge technology like smartphones and robotics. It would be on the verge of dozens of blockbuster announcements. But most of all, it would be ultra-cheap, trading at less than $3 a share. Now, it may seem crazy that such a stock exists, but it does. It's a cutting-edge tech company that has made deals worth hundreds of millions of dollars with Nokia, Microsoft, and Cisco, and a $29.2 billion deal with Apple. It's set to create 50,000 new jobs right here in America, and Donald Trump even calls it the eighth wonder of the world. Yet you've likely never even heard of the stock. Why? Because it trades under a secret name. To find out why the secret $3 stock can help you retire, simply go to onestockretirement.com. That's onestockretirement.com.
Unplanned, the true story of Abby Johnson.
I would be the youngest director in Planned Parenthood history.
She believed in a woman's right to choose.
So I don't have any problem with another woman making the same decision.
Until the day she saw something that changed everything.
Tiny, perfect little baby. And then it was just gone.
Unplanned, the most important movie you'll see on the most controversial topic of our time. Now playing. Visit unplanned.com for tickets. Rated R.
Rated R due to graphic scenes not suitable for children.
Ah, tax season. Opening the mailbox and... What? Someone already filed for my return? It sounds like a horror story, but cybercriminals can use your personal information to get a tax refund in your name. Good thing there's LifeLock with Norton. LifeLock will work to fix your identity issues, and Norton Security will help block thieves from stealing information on your devices. No one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but join now and get 10% off your first year. Head to LifeLock.com and enter promo code SMART.
Hey. I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3366 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3366. Enjoy!
Okay, who's messing with my show clock? I mean, seriously, there's no way we just did another hour of the show. It's absolutely impossible that this is the last segment of the second hour. Who's messing with my clock? And then we've got a Sebastian calling in. We've got to go to Sebastian. Line one. Hello, Sebastian. I'm Sebastian.
Hi, this is Sebastian Gorka. Thank you for taking my call. I'm a huge fan of your show.
You got to work better on the accent. Is just no good, brother. You got to try. You got to. Do you go by Seb? Do your friends call you Seb?
Yeah, some of them do.
The cool ones do, right?
Yeah, the cool ones. Yeah.
Good man.
The best ones.
Good man. Hey, why did you call, Seb?
All right. So I'm a high school student, and in my high school, I always find myself in discussions with leftist and sometimes socialist. And I was just curious, when I talk to socialists and I try to point out the errors of socialism and in the countries that have tried socialism and they've all failed, they always refer back to Sweden and say that's a victory for socialism. And I'm curious as to why they say that.
Well, because they think having a strong welfare state is socialism. And it's not. It's got nothing to do with Karl Marx. It's got nothing to do with controlling all the means of production. Socialism is when the government controls the means of production. That's the original phrase from the original book, Das Kapital. Sweden is a democratic state that built a lot of wealth as a capitalist country, then decided in the 1980s to create a very strong welfare net that has slowly bankrupted the country. So they have one socialistic element out of many, which has now bankrupted the country because they're running out of money for that welfare net. It's never was a socialist country. It chose one thing, and that one thing is bringing Sweden to its knees. Well, what do you say? What do your friends say when you say to them, 40 countries in history have tried socialism and every single one failed? Do they say, oh, this time it'll work?
Oh, yeah, all the time. I mean, when I'm talking to them, you know, I point out, like, I mean, the main one, which was Venezuela, which was a beautiful, you know.
Incredible.
You know, location.
Yeah.
Incredible. It was, like, one of the best places ever. And now it's, you know, it's
a hellhole.
It's a bad location.
It's a hellhole.
Yeah, it's a hellhole.
Hey, Sebastian, do one thing for me. First thing, stay on the line. You'll get a signed copy of my book, Why We Fight. But show them, I'll send you the link as well, but look up Ami Horowitz, A-M-I, Horowitz, H-O-R-O-W-I-T-Z, whose YouTube video on Venezuela, it's a short video, is absolutely shocking. It opens with him walking through the main park in Caracas with a Venezuelan, a local, whose face is pixelated, so they can't identify him. An army asks this guy, why are you walking through the park late at night? He says, to capture a feral cat or a bird so I can feed my wife and children. That's what socialism is, not Sweden trying to feed your children cats or wild birds. Sebastian, great call. That's why we're here for you on America First on the Salem Radio Network. Don't touch that dial.
Are there some physical activities that you no longer partake in because they're too painful, such as playing golf or easily walking downstairs, hiking, or even sleeping peacefully through the night? Relief Factor wants to get you out of pain. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of listeners by reducing and at times even eliminating their daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, mine included. Over a month ago, I started taking Relief Factor, and within weeks, it had resolved a lower back pain issue for me, which is now gone. Pete and Seth Talbot are the father and son team behind Relief Factor and the 3-week quick starter pack that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to relieffactor.com. See the testimonials from folks all over the country who are getting their lives back with Relief Factor. Over 70% of those who try it continue as customers. Why not be the next Relief Factor success story? Go now to relieffactor.com.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.